Visual description. Kitchen by Kiki Smith. 2005. Mixed media. Variable dimensions. Kiki Smith's sculptural installation is part of a kitchen installed within the gallery. The entrance looks like it has been roughly punched through the gallery wall, the edges of the sheetrock doorway irregular and unfinished. In the center of the room is a sculpture of a young girl. She is made entirely of white plaster, including her skirt and simple short-sleeved Peter Pan collar blouse. She stands on a black base and holds one arm raised as though taking an oath and stares up at the ceiling. A wooden chair and table directly behind her is covered with domestic decorative touches. The table, its sides worn and scratched, is laid with a coarse woven tablecloth. Rustic bowls and jugs filled with dried flowers, ears of Indian corn, and a pile of newspapers are placed on top. Each day, the current day's paper is added to the stack. The chair is pushed away from the table, as if someone has just gotten up, perhaps the same person whose clothes hang from a peg on the wall. Under the table, there is a rudimentary cardboard dollhouse that evokes the room in which we're standing. Around the edges of the kitchen, the walls are decorated with a stenciled pattern of fern leaves and birds and bracketed with plain wooden shelves. More decorative touches on the walls include porcelain plates, a series of 5 black and white prints of 19th century women in domestic settings, and a photograph of a woman in an old-fashioned black hooded cape, the whites of her eyes rolled back as she looks up toward the sky. Against one wall, there is a decoupaged wooden hope chest decorated with art historical images of women reading, at leisure, or with children. On the floor, around the edges of the kitchen, are artificial autumn leaves, crocks filled with rough-hewn brooms and rug beaters, and a basket of sticks, behind which sits a large, black, plastic rat. This is a domestic scene filled with both homespun familiar objects that evoke family and daily life, as well as touches of the macabre that interrupt the view of domestic.